True enough. Welcome back. I am Jim Rome. We start hour number three. I am live in Southern California. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Let's get right to it. We are joined right now by the head football coach at Clemson. 12th full season at Clemson. He led them to a pair of national titles, led them to four national championship games in the last 5 years, led Clemson to five straight ACC championships, six overall, recipient of countless Coach of the Year awards. They are 1-0. They are number one in the country. They're hosting the Citadel Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern. Dabo Swinney is my guest. Dabo, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Hope you're doing well.
Doing great, Coach. Great talking to you and great to hear your voice. Let me ask you this.
Sorry I was a little late there, but glad we were able to catch back up.
Absolutely. Good to have you back. So I spoke to a number of head coaches this past week who talked about how emotional they were either before the season opener or after it because of everything that went into making sure these games came off. For instance, Jeff Collins of Georgia Tech talked about the fact earlier today that people have no idea how hard everybody worked throughout the offseason just to get there. So my question for you, what kind of emotions were you feeling before Saturday's game and then after it, and how different did that opener feel to you compared to others?
Man, so many emotions. I mean, it was an amazing experience. I told our team, after the game, I've been a part of a lot of opening games and a lot of good games and good wins and things like that in my 12th year as the head coach. But I'll never forget that one ever. That was as special a moment as I've had, and I mean that with all my heart. You know, just simply because of all that it took to get there. I mean, you know, we were in the middle of spring ball in March, and all of a sudden the world shuts down. You don't see anybody till June, and then it was voluntary. And then by the time you get back going in July, you don't even know if you're going to play. And then you don't have a schedule, and then you don't know when you're going to start. But yet, and then you have all kinds of things going on in the world, and the virus, and you know, all of it's just. I mean, it was just crazy, and still is, but. But somehow, some way, we were able to push through all that. And I told our guys really back in May, I said, you know what? I said, the one thing I know is we're all dealing with some unprecedented things here, but if there's ever a program built for this, it's us, you know, because we have an incredibly strong culture here, and that's won the day for us. And I feel like that always gives us an edge. And as I told them back in May, I said, this is going to either be an advantage for some teams or a disadvantage, and it's going to be all about what you're made of. You know, it either shines you up or grinds you up, and we're made of the right stuff. We got the right people, we got the right culture, we got the right commitment, and whenever we do get back, it needs to be evident, you know, that what we've been doing when nobody was watching, you know, that's what wins championships. And we've always said that champions are made and championships are won when the stands are empty. And, you know, that may just be the case for real this year, because, you know, we played in front of nobody, but it was an amazing emotional, night. Our guys were so excited and ready to play, rose to the occasion. And once it kicked off, honestly, there could have been 100,000 people there or nobody there. I mean, I couldn't tell the difference because we were all so into what we were doing and so excited to play. And it was so much fun to see them play because they've worked incredibly hard, the entire organization, everybody from top to bottom to get us to that point. So, you know, we're really excited. Our guys are doing a great job and hopefully we can continue that and have the type of season we want to have.
It's a great response. Dabo Swinney joining us. Your guy, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, all of your guys, but Trevor Lawrence certainly locked in. 22 of 28, 351 yards. He had a total of 3 touchdowns. You and I have talked over the years about how special he is. But how much has he grown from year to year since joining the program?
Yeah, it's amazing. And that's the best part of, you know, what I get to do is, you know, you meet these guys when they're 15, 16, and it's just so cool, you know, to see them transform. I've got 3 sons, so I've lived that in my own house too. But just to get to see that over and over and over. And here's a guy, again, I met him in the 9th grade. And now watching him, he's engaged now to his high school sweetheart and all that stuff. But his first year, he just came in and was trying to earn the respect of his team. And his second year, he wanted to be the leader of the offense. And this year, he's the leader of the entire team. And so it's been a natural progression for him. Leadership comes easy to him. He's an incredibly humble young man. He really is. I always say he looks like Hollywood, but he's the most low-maintenance, humble guy you'll ever coach and loves to be coached, loves it, loves to prepare. He doesn't have to play a snap, didn't have to play. And this guy's out there leading the charge. You know, hey, we want to play college football. Nobody's making us do anything. And, you know, that's just who he is. That's just who he is. I mean, the guy has no fear. And, again, his just pure love of the game, his love of where he's playing, his love of his teammates. I mean, it's just a joy to watch him. And, I mean, is he special? Oh, my goodness. He's just mentally matured over the years. But then physically, where he is, just from a pure physical standpoint, 220-something pounds, his strength, everything, it's been a complete transformation from the first time I met him. And he's got total command of what he's doing. He's a hard guy to fool post-snap, and that allows us to really have a lot of flexibility with what we can do offensively.
We're talking to Dabo Swinney, Clemson 1-0. You know, Dabo, the last 6 months have been so challenging for a lot of people in terms of their mental health and just kind of feeling worn down and beaten down by a whole lot of negative news. You're somebody who was always relentlessly upbeat. You've always got this positive energy and lots of it. I'm curious, what have the last 6 months been like for you, and how have you maintained that positive energy?
Yeah, well, it's been tough, just like it has for everyone, but you know, I mean, I'm 50 now, so I've got thick skin. I've had a lot of water going to the bridge, and I've had a lot of challenges along my journey of life. And you know, the one thing I've learned from all the challenges in life is that, you know, for me, it's always come back to my faith. And you know, I'm strong in my faith. God's always, you know, He's the great I am. He's not the great I used to could be, or I forgot about you, guy. He's still there. And, you know, sometimes we go through things in life we don't like, we don't understand. But you know, when my anchor comes from the Lord, you know, that just helps me push through with anything and everything that comes my way. And just to try to stay grounded, to try not to get caught up in things that really don't matter or people who do not know me. You know, in my job, I mean, there's just people that they're going to hate me regardless of, they don't even know me. But that's just how, that just comes with the territory. And so, you know, I just try to just keep my eyes on the good Lord in the good and the bad. I think that's the important thing. It's not just the good, but you got to keep your eyes on the Lord in the bad too, and let him, you know, always say adversity will either, you know, define you, destroy you, or develop you. And that really is a choice. And if you have God in the center of your life, he'll use whatever adversity you're going through to develop you into something better. And so I hope that I'm no different than anybody else out there, you know, and just continuing to get better, continuing to grow. And you know, so it's been there's been some challenging times, but it's also been a lot of good. There's been a lot of good. You know, so I'm thankful. I think we have to be grateful for all things. That's what the good Lord teaches us, and that's what I try to do even when I don't like it. I always say God never says oops, and I hate that, but that's just kind of how I choose to live my life and keep on keeping on.
Dabo Swinney, my guest. I know you got to go to a meeting, so really quickly, let me ask you this. Was there ever a point in the offseason where you thought, and I understand you want to keep everything the main thing, and you want to focus on winning that one day, but did you ever think there was a good chance that the season might be postponed?
I did. There was a time. I really felt like we were going to play all along. I didn't. There were some times where I didn't really know how it was going to play out. But I just keep the faith, and that's kind of how I've always gone about my business. But that Saturday, I can't remember what day it is, but we had just started camp, and I got an email about I'm on this committee and have an emergency committee meeting on Monday morning. And then sure enough, I can't remember if it was that night or Monday or Tuesday or whatever when the Big Ten canceled and all that stuff. And so that was the only time that I felt like we may not play, because I felt like, and it was becoming political and all this stuff. But you know what? That's when our guys stood up too. You know, there was one narrative out there at that time, and that was, you know, guys are being made to play, and it's all about money, and nobody ever wants to talk about, like, this is what we love to do. This is what we choose to do. And that's when the players kind of got involved and like, hey, you know, we want to play. And I'm thankful for the presidents and the ADs and the medical people that got together to give us the opportunity to play safely. And, you know, my whole thing in the beginning was, if you can tell me that the virus goes away if we don't play or if they're safer, great. But, you know, I believe that's not the case. And I believe our guys are safer with us, and the results prove that for sure. So hopefully we can continue to, you know, be blessed by that. But there was a few days there where I wasn't real sure, but I'm glad it all worked out. And so another reason why we were all so emotional when we kicked it off.
He is the head coach at Clemson. They are number one in the country. They're 1-0, and they are hosting the Citadel on Saturday. He is Dabo Swinney. Dabo, great to have you back. Thank you so much. I appreciate this relationship, and I always appreciate the conversation. Great to have you back, Dabo.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Hey, all the best, man. Stay well.
You stay well. Great talking to you, Dabo. Thank you very much. And I sincerely do appreciate that relationship. He makes it a point to always come on the program and always shows up exactly like that. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Here's what I want to do. Your beef segment's coming up next segment. The phone lines are already backing up. Lots of beef on hold, which is good. Something else I want to get to. And if you can't get through on the phones and you want to hit me with a beef, tweet me your beef. Before I go to break, I want to talk about something that happened at the end of Miami and Boston. You know what I'm talking about. Talking about big moments on big stages that require big calls. You know, like sometimes the play-by-play is just as memorable as, you know, the play. Because you have a pairing of an amazing visual moment with a world-class, spontaneous, hopefully, organic narration. And you can't beat that. Like, if it's a great moment, but you don't have somebody great behind the microphone to depict that moment, the moment's not as great, right, in and of itself. As an example, Vin Scully. Vin Scully calling Gibby's one-legged pinch hit World Series bomb.
High fly ball into right field. She is gone! In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
Like a perfect call. Perfect. Or Vern Lundquist on 16 with the big cat at the 05 Masters.
Well, here it comes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow! In your life have you seen anything like that?
Not bad. Not this. I mean, nothing is. How about Al Michaels with this at the 80 Olympic Games?
11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds.
Even the ultimate pro, Al, was hyped and excited because there really was nothing like that. You see me working? I mean, I can do this all day long. The best moments in sports can be made and are often made even better with legendary and corresponding calls. Last night's stunner. I mean, holy hell. One of those where were you when game-saving rejections by Heat center Bam Adebayo. Now, we know about Bam. This guy can absolutely just leap out of the gym. His athleticism is just legendary. But what an amazing, amazing moment. What an amazing block that was in that moment. And it sounded like this on ESPN.
Working against Butler, got downhill, couldn't punch it. Bam says, get it out of here.
That's a really nice call by Mark Jones. A really nice call on a play that is already being called one of the greatest defensive plays in NBA history. And if it's not one of the greatest, then you got a problem with you, if that's what you think. It's a really amazing block, and that's a great call. But as good as Mark Jones was and is, I don't know, man. The Spanish one on ESPN Deportes may have been just as good, if not better.
De nuevo, Jason Tatum. En la penetración, viva por la volcada. Y Adebayo con el tapón, Miami.
Now we're cooking. In fact, why don't we keep it international? Let's check out the Russian version.
Derek Jones против Тейтума. Тейтум лезет под Джимми Джонс!
Нет! Нет! одним из самых крутых блокшотов в истории плей-офф NBA.
I have no idea what those guys were saying, but I love it. Passion and energy is a universal language. And those Russian announcers sure as hell had both. Now, let us go back to our native tongue for the call on local Heat radio.
Tatum trying to get space. Tatum all the way in. Tatum blocked at the rim by Bam! And Bam throws it and gets it into the hands of Derrick Jones Jr. What a block by Bam Adebayo!
Not bad. Pretty exciting. Seemed like the outlet pass kind of got in the way of that jubilation. That's all right. I mean, you got to do your job. You got to call the action. You have to call what you're seeing. I understand. There was a lot happening. So what you have there are four very good but very different calls. Four very different broadcasts. I'm not taking anything from any of them. And it's always hard to do so in the moment, right? But none of them match the excellence of the play itself. And look, don't get this twisted. Again, this is a really hard thing to do. We're talking about arguably the best block in NBA history. So it's not an easy task to instantly improv a narration that is just as good, especially on something that improbable. I mean, who saw that coming? There was no way that that dunk was not going to be finished. And basketball is fast. Like, there's no marinating a home run with a long trip around the bases or slow tracking a chip shot making its way to the hole or a hockey game with the clock winding down. Man, that was bam, bam. No pun intended. So the play was not over after Bam blocked Tatum. So again, not easy to be as good on the headsets as Bam was on that play. Not a knock on anybody. But let me tell you something. If you want to go to a pro, if you want to go to somebody who's been there before, if you want to go to a guy who has called game-changing NBA moments while somehow balancing a job that is demanding and being a father to, I don't know, like 12, if you want to go to a guy who is secretly moonlighted as a freelance play-by-play announcer on terrestrial radio, done it for years, without his boss knowing, me, why don't we go to the legend? Why don't we go to the GOAT? Many of you do not know that Alvin DeLauro was a award-winning point guard in high school who won a state championship. Even fewer of you seem to know that Alvin DeLauro is a legendary and iconic play-by-play man. Do you know that he was behind the mic last night for that block? Maybe you don't. If you do, and you heard it, you've already been indulging in the greatest of all treats. If not, you're about to. That block was unbelievable. Alvin's call of the block, even better.
116-114 Heat. Williams inbounds to Tatum. Tatum, top of the arc. Butler switches. The clock at 7. Tatum, working against Butler, has a step. Gonna do it himself.
Wait, what's this? Bam Adebayo, rejection!
Dude, no. Bam Adebayo. Get that out of here. Wham, bam, no slam. Thank you, ma'am. That is ridiculous.
Holy mother bleeping hell. Did I hear what I think that I just heard? Alvin, Costas, Scully, Michaels, DeLauro strikes again. Am I stroking out, or did Alvin DeLauro just call that block the way I think that he called that block?
116-114 Heat. Williams inbounds to Tatum. Tatum, top of the arc. Butler switches. The clock at 7. Tatum, working against Butler, has a step. Gonna do it himself.
Wait, what's this? Bam Adebayo, rejection!
Dude, no. Bam Adebayo. Get that out of here. Wham, bam, no slam. Thank you, ma'am. That is ridiculous.
Dude, no words. You want to talk hashtag speechless. Listen to him. Getting loose with four-letter bombs? A ridiculous reset. Time running down on the clock. That must have been on satellite, a four-letter bomb like that. Man, I love it. I love it. He obviously was on satellite or some internet affiliate. And again, moonlighting off of the clock. If you're new around here, you might be wondering what the hell you just heard. That's my engineer, noted quiet man, Alvin DeLauro, on the call of last night's Heat-Celtics game. This is not the first time we've heard him calling NBA games. Again, there's some weird stuff going on with my crew. I mean, there are things that members of the XR4TI do in their side hustles that I would never have an issue with. I just never knew about. Literally. I can almost go to every single person on my staff, and they've done wild things professionally that I did not know about. But nothing more so than Alvin being an NBA play-by-play person on the side. I didn't even know that. For instance, a few years back, he called that LeBron buzzer beater that I heard in my car driving around the 626 one night. And the only reason I'm not going to play that is because I do not want to take away from this.
Tatum, top of the arc. Butler switches. The clock at 7. Tatum, working against Butler, has a step. Gonna do it himself.
Wait, what's this? Bam Adebayo, rejection!
Dude, no, no. Bam Adebayo. Get that out of here. Wham, bam, no slam. Thank you, ma'am. That is ridiculous.
I mean, that is incredible. Understand this about Alvin. He says maybe 8 words a year. He worked here maybe 8 years before he spoke to me. The fact that this guy is moonlighting as a freelance NBA play-by-play announcer behind everybody's back is bewildering. And the fact that he's that good at it is even more astonishing. But let's keep the main thing, like I always say, that call that we just heard does in fact have a seat at the table with the Miracle on Ice, the shot heard around the world. Just when I thought that Bam's block would not get the accompaniment that it deserves, Alvin steps up to the mic and he delivers. Well done, kid. Well freaking done.
That is ridiculous.
No, you.
Kind of ridiculous.
You, kid, are ridiculous. I'm going to get some reaction to that when we come back. Are you as awed by that as I am? I'm going to answer that for you. Hell no, you're not. Nobody is. That was straight ridiculous.
Kind of ridiculous.
Here's what I'm going to do. You react to how ridiculous that was, and then I'll push the big fat beef segment to the last segment of the show. What a ridiculous day this is.
Kind of ridiculous.
It was nice to see teams back out on the gridiron for week one, right? There is no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has got millions of bucks in total prizes up for grabs. If you have not tried DraftKings yet, head to the App Store right now because you do not want to miss this. Draft your lineup right now. Feel the sweat like never before. Every run, every pass, every catch means more with DraftKings. It's simple. You just pick your lineup, you stay under the salary cap, and then you see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings app and use the code ROAM. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Do not miss out on the Week 2 action. Enter the code ROAM, get a free shot at millions. Code name ROAM. Only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
SSMDH. Still shaking my damn head over Alvy. How long that segment was. That segment was so long that this is going to be so short. So I can get caught back up on the clock.
The clock.
So coming up next segment, and I don't want to cheat this, we've got the What's Your Beef segment brought to you by my buddies at Old Trapper. Remember, not all beef jerky is the same. Well, Trapper is better for you. It's higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, or candy. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? Nothing comes close. At Yellow Weasel tweets, put Alvy in the damn smack off with that fire. I laugh my ass off. Old Kenny K in bold. Oh my God, shut it down. Let's go home. Alvin freaking DeLoro.
Shut it down. Let's go home.
Haunted Horse tweets, Alvin DeLoro in bold. Holy crap. Mike in LFK tweets, little Alvy is stupid, ridiculous at everything he does, man. A legend living amongst us.
That is ridiculous.
Mike D for three tweets, Alvin just lit my speakers on fire with that call. Stucknut, quote, Alvin is incredible. Jordan Neal tweets, this Alvin call is fire radio here. Dear Jim, Alvin does it again. Is there no end to the talents? Paul in Cedar Falls, no, there's not. Like I said, you think of the greats. Al Michaels, Bob Costas, Vin Scully, me. And Alvin DeLoro.
That is ridiculous.
I need to hear the whole thing one more time, Alvin. I just do.
116-114 Heat. Williams inbounds to Tatum. Tatum, top of the arc. Butler switches. The clock at 7. Tatum, working against Butler, has a step. Gonna do it himself.
Wait, what's this? Bam Adebayo, rejection!
Dude, no. Bam Adebayo. Get that out of here. Wham, bam, no slam. Thank you, ma'am. That is ridiculous.
It's getting better every time. My man, you know what, Alvin? You're ridiculous. Casey, New Hampshire tweets, women whistle at Alvin when he is walking down the street. Women, men, kids, the elderly, construction workers. Everybody whistles at Alvin when he's walking down the street. Guy's amazing. Amazing, dude. All right, so when we come back, it's going to be hard not to talk about Alvin. But I'm going to ask you not to talk about Alvin because it's a beef segment. And your only beef with Alvin would be that you're not Alvin. What is your beef? We need to do a quick reset. 1-800-636-8686. Call me with a beef. Tweet me your beef at Jim Rome. Email me your beef at rome@haveatake.com. And I've got an ATP coming up, right? All of that in the next segment. But before I do anything else, I do owe you a... Bam! No pun intended. Bam! We are back on the clock!
The clock!
The ATP... dominated by the lady clones. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Kimberly in Sacramento asks, hey Jim, what is your go-to coffee joint? Love coffee. You know, for a long time, I really didn't even have one. I would just make my coffee at home and then nurse it on the way into the office. You know, right now I'm a Starbucks guy at this point in my life. I like Starbucks, not because I have some like crazy loyalty to the brand, just proximity. It's right outside my neighborhood. The manager that I see there in the morning is very friendly. She's very upbeat. And my jam lately is the Nitro Brew. For years, I swore that I would never drink cold coffee. Like I had no need for it. My old man used to dump it over ice. I'd be like, what is that, man? Just something to drink in the summertime. Like, anyway, whatever. Now I'm all about cold coffee. So, Starbucks. Let's get to the beefs. What is your beef? We do this every week. We do it on Wednesdays. It's brought to you by my buddies, my pals at Old Trapper. I love that family that's responsible for that product. I love that product. And without them, there is no beef segment. What is your beef? Let me start with social media and email before I go to the phones. Rome, my beef is with the Clippers blowing another 3-1 lead in spectacular fashion. The 2019-20 LA Clippers are all invited as my pallbearers so they can let me down one last time. Francis in Glendale wore V. Stiviano's visor. Daniel, Jim, we have a beef with playing anything resembling winning football. Yours, the Cleveland Browns. That's America's team right there. The Bengals do them tomorrow night, man. It is going to hit the fans so hard.
Cleveland.
Alvin, are you on the call of that game? Jim, I have a beef with people who are beefing with Taco Bell for trimming their menu. People, it's Taco Bell. Did they drop your favorite collection of meat, cheese, and tortilla? Just order another collection of meat, cheese, and tortilla. This is not even quality Mexican food. It's Taco Bell, which means it's all just meat, cheese, and tortilla, with maybe a few shreds of lettuce thrown in if your cardiologist is looking. Chill out, people. You are eating Taco Bell. Vince in Illinois. See, that's what that segment's about. That guy sounds pissed. War, meat, cheese, and tortilla. Hey, Rome. I got beef. My beef is with those idiots who get on their phone at a red light, then do not notice when it turns green. By the time they go, the light is already turning yellow, and the rest of us are stuck at the light again. Ellen in Greenville, War Lady Clones. At Hitman Canadian tweets, my beef is with the seven people who actually care that the Clippers lost, because I don't. Signed, Kawhi Leonard. Dear Jim, my beef is with NBA teams wearing multiple uniforms. I can't tell what team is playing when they have a different uniform on every single night. It's really simple. Home team wears a white or light-colored jersey. Visiting team wears a dark one, or vice versa. I don't want to see the Lakers and Celtics wearing black. I want to see the Lakers in purple and gold and the Celtics in Kelly green and white. Mike in KC. Hi, Jim. You want to know what my beef is? My beef is with people that continue to sniffle instead of just blowing their damn nose. Blow your damn nose. Bella B.
They're all buttholes out there. They really are.
They really are. Romy, my beef is when people take a phone call in public and talk as loud or louder than everyone around. Then they get upset when I try to join the conversation since it's obviously a public call and not private.
Private.
We're having some class. Ron in Green Bay. Okay, what is your beef? That is the social media version, the email version. Let's go to the phones. What is your beef? Kyle in Houston. What's going on, Kyle? What's your beef?
Thanks for the buying, Jim. My beef is setting the doctor's appointment for 1 o'clock and then not being seen until 1:45. We're social distancing, and there's only 2 of us allowed in the office, and you have 5 waiting rooms. Why is it taking an extra 45 minutes? It makes no sense. War Damian Lillard still shooting daggers despite being at home.
Nice job, Kyle. All right. I'm not going to beef on my doctor. My doctor is amazing. I love my doctor. He would never do that. Doc Kenny does not do me like that. What, the cable guy saying, we're going to come either Tuesday or Thursday. Take it or leave it, a-hole. Didn't want any of that. 1-800-636-8686. I'm looking for your beefs. Let's go to Portland, Oregon. Craig on the phones. It's good to have you, Craig. What is your beef?
Hey, Jim. A long-time listener going clear back before. Oh, unbeatable.
But that's what we have here in Portland right now is an air quality index of 360. So I'm asking for some jungle karma. Thanks, man.
My man, nice job. What an unbeatable reset. I haven't thought about that in years. All right, so you got an AQI of 300. When I was driving home yesterday, I checked my iPhone app. I'm not sure how accurate the AQI is on that. It was low enough that I thought that I would give it a shot. Not sure that was the right time or the right thing. 1-800-636-8686. I'm looking for your beefs. Hey, Rome, my beef is when I find an almost empty parking lot to park my work truck, and I take a lunch break, and some knob comes up and parks right next to me. Seriously, right next to me. Social distancing applies to your Prius as well. Go find somewhere else to go eat. Go find someplace else to go eat your tofurky sando. Sean in Smoky Portland. I like that. That's a good beef. That's a good beef. Like if you have 15 or 20 minutes to yourself and you just want to go nap nation in your car or you want to have a quiet lunch in your work truck, now why are you rolling up right next to me? I agree with that beef. Let's go to the phones. Go to Damn Hawk, really? All right. Let's go to Parody Larry. Apparently, Parody Larry has beef. Lawrence, what do you got?
Hey, Jim, my beef is with that jack wagon in Houston. You sing just like Yoko Ono, Jerome. Live in your mama's basement, choking on chicken bones. Clones heard your bad call. It even make old Ike skin crawl. I'll bet that your nuggets are small.
You know what, Larry? I actually give you credit. You don't like that. He tried to turn a beef into a parody. There was a degree of difficulty involved there. That's why I let it go as long as I did. Speak of the devil. Let's go to the guy that he was just singing about. Jerome in Houston. What's going on, Jerome? You got a beef?
I do have a beef, Mr. Rome. And as I told Mr. Hawk, I have a beef with 49 of the 50 states of these United States, and I'll tell you why. The great state of Louisiana, especially Southwest Louisiana, who just had Hurricane Laura rip them a new one, and I mean ripped them a new one, and we get over there, and we find out that the great state of Louisiana is the only state of these United States that have brought in the new term NIBBIT for the wildlife. Now over there it's a little different over here, Rome. Over there and everywhere. Over there it's mostly deer and wild hogs. Well, their main source of food is pecans and acorns. Y'all might know them as pecans. We call them pecans. Well, when that storm came through with 140 plus mile an hour winds and
that's not a good call. No.
You don't like
Jerome.
I don't like that call.
I think you got a nibbit stuck in that there throat. My man, didn't Hawk tell you 15 seconds or less? And were you not going to use 3 or 4 of those 15 seconds or less to respond to Parody Larry? That, my man, you're a good caller, but that's not your segment. That didn't work out very well. You know it's a bad call when Larry's call is better. Wow, Jerome. I mean, I'm of mind to rip your golden ticket, but I won't. But I won't. But one more nibbit like that, and I will. What's your beef? My beef is people who can't follow directions. He told you 15 seconds or less, not 15 minutes or less. Let's try Dallas. Matt in Dallas. What's up, Matt? What's your beef?
Rome, I got major A5 Wagyu beef with my neighbor. I called in 3 weeks ago.
Whoa, dude, come on.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
You know what we got right there, Matt? You know what we got right there? A major bleeping ban from calling this show ever again. That's what we have right there. Come on, man.
For life.
Fuck! Fuck!
Like, dude, I understand why you're upset. And I also understand that I did set it up with a segment for you to express how upset you were. But you can't be that upset. At least not express it like that. This is not Alvin's satellite radio program. This is not my podcast where I might allow something like that. Come on now. Come on now. The beef segment. I'm not going to end the beef segment over something like that, but I will end you over something like that. Dude, that's just really bad form and not acceptable. I mean, let me tell you something. If I could be on the radio 5 days a week for 30 years and never have that happen, you can't come on the radio for 5 seconds and then have that happen. Even if I am the paid professional. Huge call brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges and helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you are not Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. That is an extremely entertaining talk show. A lot of great content, some great, great interviews, a couple of great calls. It's a fun day. My thanks to Dabo Sweeney, head football coach at Clemson. My thanks to New Orleans Saints tight end Jared Cook. My thanks to Georgia Tech head football coach Jeff Collins. My thanks to the XR4TI. My thanks to you clones. I've got Nick Hardwick as a guest on the Jim Rome podcast, episode 143. Look for that shortly. If you're subscribed, it will find you. If not, subscribe once, and then you will never look for it ever again. Have a great day. We're out.